hosted by Jason Bryan and providing the latest insights on telecoms trends from around the world. This is Rocco Radio.
So StEROP is really addressing what we call the steering dilemma, which is one pain point for every commercial roaming manager. And this one of the challenges which were not addressed before by any other solution on the market. So it's a pure innovation of RoamSmart.
Welcome to Eureka, the podcast from Rocco Radio that untangles the wires and dives deep into the heart of the ever-evolving telecoms industry, focused on innovation. I'm your host, Jason Bryan, and I'm here to bring you the hottest trends, the insider insights, and most importantly, the interviews with the winners of the Innovators 2023 and the Genesis and Roaming and Messaging Hackathons. Whether you're a tech enthusiast, a business leader, or just curious about how innovation is developing in our industry, this series is for you. You can also check out the fifth issue of Rocco Genesis magazine, available at leading industry events and online for all the interviews and other industry news. Listen out at the end of this podcast for how to register for the Innovators and Hackathons 2024, the results of which will be presented next May at the Genesis event in Seville, Spain. In this podcast, we meet Mehdi Tricky, who came in third place in this year's Innovators. Let's have a listen to how RoamSmart won and what they thought of the experience.
So it's with great pleasure to be here with Mehdi Tricky from RoamSmart. How are you today, Mehdi?
I'm very well. Thank you, Jason. Glad to be here with you on this podcast.
Yeah, it's nice to hear from you. We saw each other a few times this year. As we're coming to the end of the year, it's been an epic year, I think, with lots of interesting things happened. Of course, the reason that we're here is because of your win in the Innovators 2023. So before we get into that, I would like to ask you to introduce yourself to our listeners and explain your company and your role.
So my name is Mehdi Tricky. I've been in the telecom business all my professional career, which is now 20 years. The first 8 years I spent more on the core network, mobile core network and fixed core network with Siemens, with Nokia and with Ericsson. But then I discovered the challenging roaming business when I joined Roamware, which is now Mobilium. So this is where I really discovered the exciting roaming world. After a few years there, we started the company, the RoamSmart company, in 2012, my co-founder and myself. And we had one objective, is really to work towards automation of the roaming management. So to help and try to automate as much as possible from the daily activities related to setting up new roaming agreements and maintaining existing roaming agreements. That's the vision of the company. And we built a big data platform, which is unified roaming platform. And then we are starting and we are trying to build on top of it additional modules and solutions to cover any challenges which are not yet covered by the market.
Thanks for explaining. I think this is a crucial area, as you know. Also worked in roaming for some time. But if you look at SMS, you look at voice, there's all kinds of tools around them to make them support them. And I think what you guys are doing is fantastic in order to address the roaming market, because it's so much legacy processes, so many things which haven't been, let's say, affected by digital transformation that need attention. And I think the companies like yours are doing a great job of addressing that.
Yeah, I fully agree, Jason. I think the way operators are managing the roaming operations and the roaming delivery process is still the same since almost the beginning of roaming. So we think it's no more acceptable. now to still be so far from the digital transformation, from the automation, with the technological evolution. So we are trying to address that, to get rid of all these Excel files and all these documents and paper contracts, and move finally this domain towards full automation.
So we're here because you guys were ranked third in the Innovators 2023. Congratulations for that. We had the Genesis earlier this year. Obviously, it was a long process to go through, starting about a year ago to gather all the innovators together. And you guys came in third. How did you feel about being in this shortlist and presenting at Genesis this year?
It was really a very exciting, very challenging experience for us and for me personally, throughout the whole process from the initial selection steps till the final pitch event in Lisbon. So it's our second year that we participate to the Genesis Innovators competition. Last year we were ranked fourth, and this year we were very, very glad and proud to be on the top three finally with the StirUp solution. So it's a very interesting competition, very challenging, but there is really a lot of to be. We learned a lot from it, and it was very, very valuable for us.
So for our listeners' benefit, can you tell us more about the solution, about StirUp, and how it performs?
The solution for this year was StirUp, Steering Optimizer. And basically, the objective of this new solution is to help roaming teams and roaming managers to reduce their wholesale costs, okay, when it comes to optimizing the outbound traffic distribution. So today, you know, Jason, operators are signing more and more discount agreements with their preferred roaming partners. A mature operator can have like 500 or 600 discount contracts that they sign and they renegotiate and they re-implement every year with, of course, some commitments and different models. So you can come to a lot of situations where in one destination country, you can have several discount contracts with several and with different discount models, like one can be a flat rate model, another can be threshold-based model, it can be send or pay or commitment on charge or revenue. So the challenge and the question for the roaming manager is how to distribute his outbound traffic in an optimal way in order to make sure to fulfill the commitments, but also at the end of the day to reduce the overall wholesale costs for his business. And this is where StirUp comes into the picture. So it basically has an advanced mathematical optimization algorithm, which takes into consideration the complexity of all the discount contracts and engagement and commitments that an operator has, and also the forecasted traffic pattern. And based on that, it will suggest the optimal distribution of their outbound traffic so that they can really fulfill all the commitments, but also reduce and optimize the wholesale costs. That's the financial part. But StirUp has also a workflow operations part, which is the implementation itself of the steering configuration on the steering platform. So the roaming manager also, when he wants to change the configuration on his steering platform, he will initiate a request or a work order to the engineers who are working on the platform itself. And this will be also done through the StirUp. So StirUp has also a flexible and intelligent workflow component where the roaming manager can initiate the new steering configuration, get a confirmation once it's implemented. He can also see historical evolution of the steering configuration through the past years. So it's also digitizing this operational process itself. So StirUp is really addressing what we call the steering dilemma, which is one pain point for every commercial roaming manager. And this one of the challenges which were not addressed before by any other solution on the market. So it's a pure innovation of RoamSmart.
Yeah, I remember working as I did in an operator group, and to have all of the different operators with very complex steering solutions, and was very difficult to optimize. It was difficult to optimize to make sure at least the traffic of the group members were coming into back into the group, and then how to deal with the other operators. It was complex. So there's definitely a need for solutions like this in the market to try to make that simpler.
Exactly. And you know, roaming managers are getting more and more innovative when it comes to creating new discount models. And this adds complexity. And so all this, the whole traffic distribution is really is beyond the capability of Excel formulas, because most operators are using Excel. But today, with the complexity of this, and as you said, with the group-to-group deals and overlapping group deals in the same country, you can solve this with Excel.
Yeah, but in case our listeners are not aware, there's no standard for discount deals for wholesale roaming. There's no template, there's no standard. So each of the operators have to develop their own solution, usually an agreement that has to go through their legal teams, which is very painful. And then they have to look from that perspective at the deal, how they're going to move around the traffic, how they're going to optimize their steering for that, based on literally having to really experiment, I would say, from time to time with different steering optimizations. So I think a tool like this is definitely making it easier to manage that. So how did you feel about receiving the award for third place in the innovators?
It was a great moment of proud for me and for the team. So it's a reward for all the hard work that we've been doing through the last years. It's a very important recognition from the market. So Genesys is, since you are presenting in front of the lines, who are, of course, very experienced individuals from the business, but also you are getting votes from the mobile operators themselves. So for us, it's a great recognition from the market that they see value in this solution and that they see the innovation component and all the efforts that we are doing to change things, to make things move closer to towards automation and integration. So it was a very, very great moment of proud for me.
So you would recommend taking part in the innovators to companies who have innovative solutions, who want to showcase them?
Well, definitely, 100%. I think it's a unique opportunity for any vendor to come and present their new solutions. It might be still an idea in the development phase, or it can be already a commercially available solution. But having this opportunity to present a new module, a new solution in front of this experienced clients, and also with the audience of mobile operators, this is a very valuable step, because it's basically your, let's say, market validation, that you know that your solution is market fit, that there is a need for it or not. But also you get direct feedback and suggestions and ideas from the market directly. So you still have the opportunity to, if you detect that there is any missing features or it would be better to do some things differently, then you still have the time to adapt this and maybe change your roadmap quickly and improve, let's say, the scope of your product. I think this is a unique opportunity that every vendor would like to have when they have a new solution, because they want to make sure that the market is ready for that, that the market is interested in this new solution. So I fully encourage any vendor who have innovative ideas to really to participate to the Genesys Innovators competition.
So you'd even recommend that they go in front of the lions? That must have been a scary moment when you're presenting your product and service in front of these very senior people in operators.
Yeah, it is definitely a bit scary, yes, and challenging. So you need to be prepared for that, for all the different scenarios and questions that you might have. But it's an opportunity at the end of the day, yes.
So back to RoamSmart, because you've already demonstrated a very strong, let's say, development in the industry. Would you say you have an innovation culture?
Definitely, yes. I think innovation is really a major component of our company DNA from day one, because this was our vision, is really to, let's say, touch the untouched parts of the business, to cover what the market still didn't focus on, which is, as I said, automating the roaming operations and the way roaming is being managed, the contracts the footprint, the processes, the RICS documents, etc. This was our vision from day one. I think also this is confirmed by the fact that we are 2 years in a row very well positioned on the innovators competition. So this is our daily focus, is really to listen to the operators and see what challenges they have, which are not yet covered by any solution. And we usually focus on this. So we focus on what has not been covered and touched so far. This is the way we work, and we continue to build and to improve this, our unified roaming platform, with additional solutions so that it can really be a comprehensive roaming management automation platform.
Yeah, I think that this expression, touch the untouched, is exactly it, because there's companies who look at their competitors and they address the market the same way that they do. And then there's others who do have this entrepreneurial innovation mindset, who are looking at the holes in the industry and how to fill them. And I think that's absolutely the right approach, because this is not a local problem. This is an international problem faced by operators all over the world of all sizes with huge customer bases. So the optimization of these services is, I would say, fundamental to connectivity internationally. And I think it's important to address these gaps, let's say, in the industry. So we're coming to the end of 2023, and I would like to ask you another question. What are your plans for 2024 in terms of Roam Smart? What is the next, let's say, application you're going to bring through, or that you're going to attack the market with?
Yeah, as you said, we are at the end of the year, so very seriously looking at what's coming next. So there are a few subjects we are looking at since few months. On high level, our vision has mainly two pillars, which is, one is automation that we are doing 100%, and now the second one is integration. So we think that the roaming environment for each operator has different boxes. Like, you have your steering platform, you have, of course, clearing provider, you have fraud management system, etc. So all these boxes are working till today are working on as a independent silos, so they don't interact. And we believe that there will be significant value if these platforms, they can interact through integration, they can exchange data. This will add a lot of value to the operator, and we'll see this whole environment as a kind of integrated roaming platform. It can create very interesting insights into the business and will help the managers to take the right decision. So we are looking at both angles within the unified. So we will continue with additional applications. We look at a lot at analytics as well. So there is a lot of data which can be, if we extract it in the right way, if we combine it as well in the right way, it can also bring a lot of value. It can show some additional insights. But also, as I said, looking at the integration, where we cannot, of course, do it on our own. It needs to get also interest from the other providers. So we are trying to talk to the leading providers of steering, of clearing, to see if we can build APIs and integrations. So we believe and we see the future of roaming, as I said, looking in two directions together, which is more automation, but also API integration.
It sounds very exciting. You mentioned APIs. It's like, we know that there's so much potential here. There's so much which is undeveloped in terms of, like we said before, digital transformation and how we can automate things more. So I really want to thank you, Mehdi, for sharing with us these insights, and congratulations again on this epic win. And well, we look forward to seeing you at Genesys and hearing more about your solutions.
Thank you, Jason, for having me. My pleasure. And yes, let's talk soon and keep in touch.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of Eureka. We hope you enjoyed learning about how companies face innovation opportunities. If you're hungry for more, we've got a whole series of episodes lined up for you. Remember to give your feedback on LinkedIn. And don't forget, your feedback fuels our mission to keep you at the forefront of the telecoms innovation. If you want to contribute to the Innovators 2024, the registration period is now open. Just email hq@rocco.group to find out more. Registration closes on the 22nd of December. On the 22nd of November, we also start registering teams for the Roaming and Messaging Hackathons 2024. This year, the challenges will be revealed on the 22nd of Jan. If you remember last year, it was a great opportunity to demonstrate how your team has the capability to respond to challenges raised by mobile operators and enterprises in our industry. Important to note, nominations for Rocco 100 are also currently open and close on November the 6th. Don't forget to recognize someone you admire who has made a difference in the last 2 years. Until next time, stay wired, stay inspired, and keep the conversations flowing. This is Jason Bryan signing off. Many thanks for listening to Rocco Radio.